Thank you, James. Thanks so much. James Nash, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I want to give everybody a chance to talk just a little, so I'm going to take a minute now to introduce everybody and let them just say a little bit about themselves, maybe tell you what kind of mandolin it is they play, and we probably won't have time for too many questions unless there's something really poignant, like that topper's question. That was a good one. Something really important. This first gentleman is his first mandomania, and this guy is he's just a wonderful mandolinist, and he can play every solo from Playing It Straight and It Ain't Necessarily Square, which to me is major, major achievement. You still do those? Okay, I want to hear them right now. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Minnerhoff.
Thank you, Tony. It's an honor to be here at Mandomania with all my mandolin idols here, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say, but I have played the mandolin for many years, and this mandolin here is a Gibson F5 from the early 1940s. It's kind of an oddball model that they weren't making very many of back in those days. And I bought it back in 1979. I've played it ever since. As Tony intimated there, I was a student. I did get to take a few mandolin lessons with Jethro Burns back in the old days, and he really opened up a lot of things to a lot of mandolin players back in the day who had previously just heard bluegrass played on the mandolin. And here's a guy who's playing Count Basie tunes and stuff like that, I also like to play, in addition to playing bluegrass, and I play with Jorma Kalkanen and Hatuna these days, I also like to play ethnic music, and I play in a band that plays klezmer music, and I play some Brazilian choro, which you might want to check out if you get a chance. It's music of Jacob de Bandolin, et cetera. You can check out those reissues. And I also play some Italian music as well. So I don't know what else I can say here. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, Barry. Sitting next to Barry, please make welcome Tom Rosa.
Thank you. I've been mostly playing mandolin and with Lori Lewis for the past 20 years, I guess. The mandolin I'm playing here is built by a builder up in Bellingham, Washington. Stan Miller is the guy who made this. He was the first mandolin player for the Grant Street String Band back in Berkeley, back in the old days. But he moved up and he made this really nice mandolin. It's only a year old, and I think it's going to grow into a nice instrument. What did I play before that? My main acts has been 1924 F5 Gibson, which I still have, of course. I'm up for overs.
Tim, what was that? What was that comment?
I said he can't remember where he left it.
Still has it. No, it's at my house. Just kidding. Thanks, Tom. We're going to all play together here very shortly, but I just wanted to get everybody in. And you know, it's a really cool thing to me that Mandomania, in Europe, they've had ladies in mandolin leading the pack for 400 years. And here in America, except for Donna Stoneman, it's been a long time, you know? And it's no longer a boys' club, thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, Sierra Hall.
To be here and to be a part of the Mandomania. This is my second year getting to do this, and these guys are just a blast up here. But I've been playing mandolin for close to 8 years now, and I'm 16, and half my life, hey! but this mandolin that I'm playing here is actually a Weber Fern, and a distressed model that I've had for a few months now, since October. And before that, I was playing the Adam Steffi model that Gibson makes. But I've kind of been blown away by this Manlin, and I really like it a whole lot. So it's a Weber, and brand new almost, not even a year old yet. So.
Well, be sure to catch her set. She, you know, with her band is awesome. And on the other side of me, I mean, this is double good because we've got another brilliant young lady mandolin player, and Rebecca is the first woman to ever win a contest at Merle Fest. Ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca Lovell.
I actually play in a band with my two older sisters called the Lovell Sisters, and I've been playing mandolin for actually almost 4.5 years, and I'm 17. So I'm right now playing this mandolin. It's brand new too. It's actually, I guess, almost a year old. It's a Duff, and they're excellent instruments made in Australia. And before that, I played a Collings, and they're also very good instruments. So I'm very happy to be here, and thank you all so much.
Tony, can I say something? I forgot to mention that I'm 57 years old. How about here for that?
And how long have you been playing the band?
4 years.
So, how are you going to follow that? Ladies and gentlemen, Tim O'Brien.
Well, I've been playing mandolin since I could afford one. It was back about 1970, 74, 5, I got a hold of one. And I used to play the fiddle before that, and mostly the guitar. And I play a nugget mandolin. This is a copy of the original one I had. Is sort of a collaboration between Collings mandolins and Nugget. They both do different parts of the work on it. Anyway, I'd love to play all kind of bluegrass and you know, any kind of music that cooks along or that means something. You know, it feels right. Basically, every kind of music, I love it all. So I'm really glad to be a mandolin player in a big wide world and to be included in this group here. Thank you.
And of course, the best dressed man in mandolin world, Mr. Mike Compton.
Thank you, Tony.
I'm Mike Compton.
What? Only if they're pointers, that's right. Because if it ain't got a dog on it, it won't hunt.
Oh, I've primarily been playing traditional bluegrass most of my life, since I was about 15. I'm 52, by the way. Well, it's not hard to imagine. Since I've just had my 13th birthday this past February. So I'm finally a teenager. We've gone more into other styles of music lately, lots of different kinds of things are interesting me. So I don't know what I'm doing now. This is a 2003 Gilchrist F5 tone bar braced, what's left of it. Huh? Was I mean to it? This is another Australian instrument. This is the East Coast, and that's the West Coast. And I'm glad to be here.
And over there on the end, ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome Darren Aldridge.
Ben Bruce. I've been playing mandolin since I was about 16, and I'll be 31 as of tomorrow. So I'd like to celebrate my birthday here at Merle Fest. I guess right after high school, I started playing with a band called Acoustic Syndicate.
Yeah.
And I traveled with them a couple years and then went on to play with one of the great bluegrass bands. And one of the best male vocalists around was Charlie Waller and the Country Gentlemen. And I traveled with them until Charlie passed away. And now I'm playing with the Circuit Riders. And we've been playing for about 3 years. And we'll be over at the lounge at 5 o'clock today. And I think at the big jam tonight. Doing a gospel set here in the morning. But I'm playing at Gibson, just knocked a hole in the side of it. But it almost meant Varnish Fern here. And I'm glad to be here with all you fine folks today.
Thank you, Darren. My name is Tony Williamson. I've been the host of Mandomania. What is it? Is it 14 years this year? I think. I can't remember. Anyway, I also have a little operation called mandolincentral.com that you might want to check out for all your mandolin needs. And this is a 1923 Gibson F5. It's one of a kind. It is the prototype for the July 9 batch that is famous for having been the batch of mandolins that Bill Monroe wound up with one of, and that's the reason we like this style of mandolin in bluegrass. So this is the Bill Monroe prototype made by Gibson in June of 23. And it is for sale. What?
How much?
How much? Mandolincentral.com. But just as a hint, you might want to plan on selling that Lamborghini.
Lady be good.
Well, we're going to swing one. Let's try to get the pace going a little bit. How about that? Want to hear these guys work out on Lady Be Good?